Would indeed entertain your prayers at this time. I'd like to take a look at a verse of scripture here in 2 Samuel chapter 23. And as I'm turning to it, the word covenant entered into my mind as I read this scripture days ago. And we know that in the beginning, in the book of Genesis, there was a covenant that God entered in with Noah. And that covenant will last until while the earth remains. And that was the covenant of the non-destruction of all living by water. Later on in the book of Genesis, God entered into a covenant with Abraham, saying that he would be the father of many nations. And although that you look in the history of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the children of Israel, those timely covenants maintained, but it's an eternal covenant regarding that his seed will number as the stars in the heaven, the sands of the seashore. And you find over in the book of Galatians, it speaks of that if ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. And so in speaking, that is an eternal, everlasting covenant that God entered into with Abraham. Even though God sheltered the children of Israel as a type and shadow of all the family of God in the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that includes every heir of promise from the beginning of time until the last heir of promise is either conceived or born into this world before the Lord returns. As we entered into the book of Moses, there's a covenant that God entered in with the children of Israel and Moses called the Mosaic Covenant. That covenant is like unto the covenant that God entered into with Noah that is only lasting until the time of Christ. That was a covenant of the law. In fact, they built an ark according to God's instructions, and they placed the law of God inward, and it became the ark of the covenant of God with Israel. But in time and shadow, that is a picture of the finished work of Jesus Christ. See, that covenant lasted until the death of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because Jesus had to fulfill the law from a jot to a tittle until he exited this world and ascended on high. Now, God entered into a covenant. Now, you know, talking about the Mosaic covenant, where it ended began a new covenant, and whereby God would be our God, we would be his people, he'll write his laws upon our heart, place them into our minds, and our sins and iniquities will he remember no more. So that's an eternal covenant. That's the same covenant that you can attach to the Abrahamic covenant that God made with Abraham. See, a covenant is an agreement between two parties that cannot be broken until it deems that it comes to fruition. Just like the covenant of the law, the covenant that regarding the destruction of this world while the earth remaineth. Well, someday the world's not going to remain. So that covenant ends, just like the covenant that God had with Moses. Now, here's another covenant speaking of. And we understand that this was a covenant that God entered into with King David. It's called the Davidical covenant. A lot of people don't speak a lot about that much. But it is a true covenant that God entered into with David. Now, the reason why God entered into a covenant with David is the fact that David and his forebears, his lineage, will be unto the time of Jesus Christ. So therefore, it is a kingly lineage, and it leads to Christ, who Christ will never die. He's eternal. And so that in that case is just like the Abrahamic covenant, is an eternal covenant God made regarding the people of God. Because we have the King of Israel. Well, Jesus is the King of the spiritual Israel at this point in time. Now, I know I've read somewhere in I think 1 Corinthians chapter 15, that he will deliver the children of God, and then he will be a subject to the Father. But I believe that kingdom is eternal, that we look forward to, and we look forward to being in this time. But David had some troubles. He had some difficulties. He was a man after God's own heart. He was known as the sweet psalmist of Israel, and yet he himself, though he showed kindness to all his enemies, he himself fell short on many times. You know, in fact, before he died, he fell short when he censored Israel. But David speaks unto God in this aspect in verse 5. Although my house be not so with God. You know, we can look at our own house and we can most certainly see the imperfection therein. In a spiritual sense, that is true among sinners. And he recognized it. Yet he had made an everlasting covenant with me. He had made with me an everlasting covenant, ordered in all things, and sure. The covenant that God made with him, even though David lived under many the other covenants at the same time, the covenant of the Mosaic covenant, he lived under the covenant God made with Noah, but he looked beyond that. Just like Abraham. You know, Abraham saw the time of Jesus Christ and he was glad. Can we see that far ahead? I think we can with the eye of faith. We might consider how oftentimes we have fallen short of the glory of God, yet although God has an everlasting covenant. God does not take back his word. And he says, for this is all my salvation. You know, I want you to understand salvation in this context is while we develop relationships with God in this life, while we develop relationships one with another, you know, we develop and entertain fellowship with God and with his saints. That's a salvation. Just putting our mind and focus it on God's eternal covenant, it delivers us from a lot of problems, a lot of error, a lot of heartache. But even that, when we see the eternal perfectness of God, we see that his salvation is already applied to us forever. It's all my salvation and all my desire, although he make it not grow. Sometimes it's important that we understand to realize this. When we do fault against God, sometimes the blessings have been taken away. Let us hope that we don't try to do that many times, that God will withdraw his blessings from his children if they act in disobedience toward him. But nonetheless, he still made his word. He made a word, and he kept his word. And I'm thankful that I can read in his word and regard all the covenants that God has made, that God kept his word. He doesn't go back on what he has said. If he was to go back on what he said, it would make him a liar. And God cannot lie. Thank you for your time.